school buses. Caution should be exercised when driving near school buses, especially in neighborhoods and school zones, as these areas are likely to have students boarding, disembarking, and crossing roads. Please note, it is unlawful to pass in any marked no passing zones. Exceed the posted speed limit when passing. Pass a school bus with flashing red lights and stop arm extended. Pass within 100 feet of any intersection. Pass within 100 feet of any railroad crossing. Pass on any hill, curve, or bridge where vision is obstructed. Always be alert for students on or near the roadway when a school bus is stopped. If a school bus is displaying alternating flashing red light signals, visible from the front or rear, you must stop immediately before reaching the bus. Do not proceed until the flashing red lights stop. If you are traveling on a divided highway having four or more lanes with a median separating the traffic, it is only necessary for the vehicles traveling in both lanes behind the school bus to stop, and not the traffic traveling in the opposite direction. If you are traveling on a two-lane roadway, traffic in both directions are required to stop. If you are traveling on a four-lane roadway without a median, traffic in both directions are required to stop. If you are traveling on a highway having five or more lanes and having a shared center turn lane, it is only required for the vehicle in both lanes behind the school bus to come to a complete stop. In this case, vehicles traveling in the opposite direction are not legally required to stop. Violating school bus traffic laws is considered a Class 1 or Class 2 misdemeanor offense. Drivers can be fined up to $300, with a mandatory court appearance and 6 points on a driver's license. A second offense within a 5-year period has a fine up to $1,000. Overhead amber warning lights. When a school bus is about to stop and load or unload children, the bus driver activates amber warning lights. The amber warning lights will stay on until the bus door opens. Overhead red stop lights, stop arm. When the bus driver opens the bus door, the red stop lights and stop arm activates. Stop and remain stopped until the bus driver retracts the stop arm and deactivates the red warning lights. Vehicles must stop no less than 20 feet from the front or rear bumper of the school bus. You must stop. Not stopping when approaching or overtaking a school bus which has stop lights on and the stop arm extended is unlawful. Bicycles. Bicycles are considered vehicles when on roadways. Bicyclists are required and expected to follow the same rules of the road as motorized vehicles. Bicyclists have the same rights, privileges, and responsibilities as motorists. Respect for each other will aid in the smooth flow of traffic. Bicyclists may not be easily seen in traffic. You must be alert, check for bicyclists, and be extra careful when approaching them. Just as motorists have different levels of skill, bicyclists also have varying levels of skills. A skillful bicyclist rides predictably and holds a steady line. An unskillful bicyclist may swerve unpredictably, ignore traffic signs and signals, and ride without a light at night. If you see an unskillful bicyclist, be ready for sudden movements. As a driver, you must yield to bicyclists in intersections as you would for pedestrians and other vehicles. Yield right of way when a bicycle path or bike lane intersects a road. Do not stop, park, or drive on a designated bicycle path or lane unless you are entering or leaving an alley or driveway, performing official duties, directed by a police officer, or an emergency situation exists. Allow as much space as possible and slow down when approaching or passing a bicyclist. You should slow down and let the cyclist clear the intersection before making your turn. Avoid slowing down or stopping quickly. A motor vehicle's brakes are more powerful than a bicycle's and you could cause a crash. Avoid sounding your horn close to bicyclists unless there is a chance of a crash. Sounding your horn to alert your presence may startle bicyclists and cause them to steer into your path and crash. Watch carefully for bicyclists entering your lane. Be especially careful if you see children riding bikes on the sidewalk. They may come onto the road. Avoid turning sharply in front of a bicyclist and do not force a bicyclist off the road. Although bicyclists are required to ride in the direction of traffic, you should look for them riding anywhere on the roadway. Be particularly careful around bicyclists when the roadway is wet or covered with sand or gravel. These conditions affect bicycles much more than vehicles. cooperate with bicyclists. They are required to use hand signals, as shown, when turning and stopping. However, keep in mind that bicyclists may be unable to signal if road or traffic conditions require them to keep both hands on the handlebars. Look for other clues of a bicyclist's intent, such as turning his or her head or looking over his or her shoulder before changing lane position. When parked on the street, check to the sides and rear for bicyclists before you open your vehicle door. You should check for bicyclists in your path before backing. Be especially cautious near schools or residential areas where bicyclists may be present. A share the road attitude is the best policy to promote safe highways in Colorado. As a driver, remember to look for cyclists at the right side of the lane or on the shoulder and then look again. Make sure you see the cyclist and know their speed before you make your left turn. Bicycles travel in the same direction as motor vehicles and are entitled to the full lane when traveling at the normal speed of traffic. Similar to pedestrians, bicyclists have the potential to be seriously injured if struck by a motorized vehicle. Complying with the laws impacting their movement helps everyone be safer on the road. Here are some tips for sharing the road with bicyclists. On a multi-lane, one-way street, know that a bicyclist can ride to the right or the left side of the roadway. Don't startle a bicyclist by honking your horn. Bicyclists may ride two abreast as long as they are not impeding the normal and reasonable movement of traffic. While turning at a red light, come to a complete stop and look for bicyclists approaching from behind or next to your vehicle, making a left turn from the opposite side of the street, or as part of the oncoming traffic. Before opening your car door, look for oncoming bicyclists to avoid hitting them. Stay out of bike lanes unless turning, entering or leaving another road, driveway or alley. Impeding bicycle traffic in bike lanes forces bicyclists to ride into the travel lanes, which can cause collisions. Only pass a bicyclist if you are able to give at least 3 feet clear space between the farthest edge of your vehicle and the bicyclist. If you are unable to give 3 feet, slow down and remain behind the bicyclist until it is safe to pass. Motorists can cross a center line when passing a bicyclist if the oncoming lane is clear and they don't interfere with any other traffic. Be aware that bicyclists may ride in the center of the travel lane for more visibility and safety when the road is too narrow for bikes and cars to ride safely side by side, or when they're dodging obstacles such as opening car doors, broken glass, drainage grates, and other obstructions. Look for bicycle hand signals while driving near a bicyclist. Motorcycles. Motorcyclists have the same rights and responsibilities as other drivers. However, it may be more difficult to see them. Motorcycles are entitled to the same full lane width as other vehicles. Motorcyclists constantly change position within their lane so they can see, be seen, and avoid road hazards. Also, be aware that strong winds can unexpectedly move a motorcycle out of its lane. There are some additional situations and conditions you need to be aware of so you can safely share the road with motorcycles. Motorcycles are smaller, harder to see, and can move faster and stop quicker than expected. Their control is more easily hampered by road defects and debris. You should watch for bicycles and motorcycles, use extra caution when driving around either, and adjust your location by increasing your following distance. Avoiding collisions. Drivers of vehicles can help to prevent collisions with bicyclists by knowing the most common causes of motorist-bicyclist collisions and how to avoid them. Pedestrians. Pedestrians are the most vulnerable users of our roadways. They are people who are standing, walking, running, or using a cane or wheelchair on public streets, highways, and private property. As a driver, it is your responsibility to watch out for pedestrians, as your vehicle is a heavy object that can cause serious injuries or death. Pedestrians have the right of way at all intersections and crosswalks. Drivers must come to a complete stop and let the person pass safely. Here are some more things to remember about pedestrians. Before exiting your parked car, look for pedestrians that may be approaching the side of the vehicle. Yield to pedestrians crossing at intersections and crosswalks, whether the crosswalk is marked or not. Look for pedestrians at all intersections, especially if you are making a right or left turn. While turning at a red light, make sure you are in the correct lane and come to a complete stop. Check for pedestrians and traffic in all directions to make sure your path is clear. Do not stop with any portion of your vehicle overhanging the crosswalk area. Watch for pedestrians entering or exiting their cars while passing a row of parked vehicles. Drive extra cautiously around schools, parks, parking lots, and special events where pedestrians are likely to be present. Never pass vehicles stopped at a crosswalk, as the driver may be stopping for pedestrians that you can't see. Check blind spots and mirrors while backing your car out of a parking space or driveway.